This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, April 8th. God's word to you today is the answer, and this is part two. Our scripture reading is taken from Job 19, verses 25 to 27, and it says, "But as for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and he will stand upon the earth at last. And after my body has decayed, yet in my body I will see God. I will see him for myself. Yes, I will see him with my own eyes. I am overwhelmed at the thought." Jesus is the answer. He is the answer to your heart's cry and your life's questions. You must want the answer more than you want the answers. We must want the healer more than we want the healings. We must want the deliverer more than we want the deliverances. We must want the lover more than we want the loving. If you have been married for any length of time, you will discover that it is very easy to get to the point where you want the loving more than you want the lover. Take a marriage relationship, for example, and the man's love language is acts of service. He likes to be served because it makes him feel loved. After a while, he begins to love the acts of service more than the person giving the service. This is why sometimes you hear wives say to their husbands, "Go and get yourself a housemaid." For some wives, their love language is gifts. If the lady is not careful, she will begin to like the gifts more than the giver of the gifts. As children of God, we must want the lover of our souls more than we want the loving. We must want Jesus more than we want heaven. We must want the King more than we want the kingdom. However, because Jesus is my healer when I need healing, he is my vision in my darkness. He is my freedom when I'm in chains. It is so easy to want the healing more than the healer. And it is because we want to break free of our challenge. We want to come out of our predicament. But the question before us today is it going to be God, or is it going to be what God has to offer? God has helped me by showing me what is key, and I will share that with you. Are you ready? The key is this: always let who you know control how you feel. Do not let what you get, or what you're going through, or what is happening around you control how you feel. Let who you know control how you feel. Regardless of what is happening, who you know is constant. Amid his crisis, his wife telling him to curse God and die, Job said, "I know my Redeemer lives." This can be found in Job 19, verse 15. In other words, Job was saying, "Who I know determines how I feel." Abraham's son said to him, "Here is the wood, here is the altar, here is the fire, but where is the lamb for the sacrifice?" Abraham said, "The Lord will provide himself a sacrifice, Jehovah Jireh." Abraham knew God would make a way, even if it meant raising the boy back from the dead. Let who you know determine how you feel. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. You are the love of my life. You are the hope that I cling to. You mean more than this world to me. I wouldn't trade you for silver nor gold. I wouldn't trade you for riches untold. You are my everything. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.fresh.com. gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.